From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A defense witness called to the stand aims to refute some testimony. Robert Costello used to be a legal advisor to former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. The judge in the New York Trump criminal trial admonished and warned Costello today for making comments on the stand about the judge sustaining objections. At the courthouse, ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Costello back on the stand tomorrow, but before court adjourned for the day, Trump's lawyer asking Judge Merchan to dismiss the case.
Hopefully the motion to dismiss this trial will go through because this trial is a disaster for our country.
The defense is likely to rest its case tomorrow with no testimony from Trump himself. The jury will be excused until after Memorial Day with closing arguments, jury instructions, and finally deliberations next week.
Although Iran has confirmed the death of its president in a helicopter crash, this from Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
The untimely death of the president of Iran does not change the underlying threats this regime poses to its own citizens, to its region, and to the free world.
In honor of Jewish American Heritage Month, President Biden hosting a White House event with VP Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff.
We cannot live in fear. We cannot be afraid. We must always raise our voices and live openly and proudly as Jews.
The container ship that crashed into the Baltimore Bridge, bringing down part of the span, has been cleared away from the ship channel. In Baltimore, ABC's Terry Moran.
And now the focus of this investigation into this disaster is on those power failures on board the Dolly, the two just seconds before the ship hit the bridge, and two others 10 hours earlier while the ship was still docked in port.
More deflation. Prices of milk, chicken, fruits, and vegetables are lower, says the Labor Department. And the national average price of gasoline continues to drop, according to the Energy Department weekly survey. You're listening to ABC News. Predictions about the busiest summer ever for air travel have already come true.
Four of the last 10 days have been in the top 10 busiest in the TSA's history at airport security checkpoints, according to new data. The agency saying it's already seeing the highest passenger travel numbers ever, and this summer it expects numbers to go quite a bit higher. More than 2.8 million people flew on Friday and on Sunday. The agency says expect airports to be busy already.
Our Alex Stone. Medical experts say drug advances are providing a new opportunity for the estimated 5,000 people with HIV who give birth each year.
For years, the guidance for parents with HIV was not to breastfeed their children. But the American Academy of Pediatrics says thanks to new drugs, parents can safely breastfeed as long as they continue to take suppression medication. Those drugs are so effective, according to the study's lead author, the risk of transmission through breast milk is less than 1%. But one important note, parents must breastfeed exclusively for 6 months because switching between breast milk and formula can actually increase the risk of HIV infection. Brian Clark, ABC News.
France is known for the baguette. Now the artisan bread is being celebrated with its own scratch and sniff stamp. So far, nearly 600,000 stamps have been printed. They sell for just over $2 each and smell like French bakeries. The French Postal Service calling the baguette the jewel of France's culture. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.